Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the breaks. And remember when everybody was saying, oh, Katy Perry's done. She's not selling any tickets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
At the big arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, same thing's happening to Jay-Z now.
Oh, really?
And what I said is, look, I'm not a connoisseur of current rap. We had to do a bit on Wizards Hang Time, which I basically couldn't participate. It was start, bench, cut. And since they were playing the Atlanta Hawks, it was just a 30-second thing after we had Mike Scott on the show or something. That, but it was rappers, but it was modern-day rappers. I was like,
you can't even pull any modern-day.
They said, who would you start, bench, or cut? Migos, Future, and Gucci Mane.
Oh.
Like, I couldn't name one song from any
That's
album.
That's when you say,
start, bench, cut.
I'm officially old.
I've heard of Future. I didn't know Gucci Mane existed.
I said, too old, too white. But I'll start Future because I heard of him.
My two oldest kids listen to Hip Hop Nation, much to my chagrin,
right.
and pride. It's a combination. Until you hear the lyrics, they're outrageous.
Right.
They don't know a Jay-Z song.
Yeah. He's too old. That's what I say. He's too old.
They don't know a Jay-Z
Why would
song.
He be selling out?
Yeah.
He's too old. You know, nostalgia sells. Right. Nostalgia sells. That's why, like, the Nintendo came out with, like, some old school thing, and they were selling out. Because people, and then
Jay-Z
people,
needs to do a concert with, like, Linkin Park
right.
or something.
He has to play smaller venues.
Or, they could do their bit.
New Edition gets back together, they might sell tickets.
You combo with two or three other
right.
nostalgic bands to
right.
sell out the joint.
Right, so Jay-Z gets together with, you know, Dougie Fresh.
Right.
I'd be sized for Dougie.
Of course
and they put
would.
A group
I'd
concert.
Love go see
right?
Slick Rick and
right?
Dougie.
I guess Drab's on the phone, but he was telling me. I was like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I think Dougie Fresh performed at Donnie Simpson's 40-year anniversary.
He did?
Yeah. And apparently he slayed.
Really? He killed it?
Yep. Big Daddy Kane was there. All the old schoolers.
I actually saw a movie this weekend with my wife, and it was one of those late-night, on-demand, got it. Here's the thing, and this is where Kevin talks about Rotten Tomatoes. And sometimes says we overvalue Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't think we
so
do.
So this movie was 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
89%.
All right.
I knew it was garbage when I looked at it, but I was like, you know, I got to throw my wife a bone every once in a while. It's the kind of movie that she would like because it was four women.
Girls Trip.
All garbage.
Of course.
Made me laugh a couple times. I only bring that up because
why was it 89%?
The premise of Girls Trip is Queen Latifah and her friends, they haven't gotten together for a while, and so they have, like, one big, it's kind of hangover-ish.
Yeah.
They get together, and they go to New Orleans for Essence Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And at Essence Fest, they could go see some of these old nostalgia groups. They got to see Diddy,
right.
Dougie Fresh.
Can't
there
believe
a lot
it
of
got
89%. Sounds like a 89%. Movie.
Yeah.
Let me pass the time.
It passes the time.
Well, it was entertainment.
It passed 2 hours.
It wasn't great.
I can find other ways to pass the time than watch Girls Trip. Did you watch Walking Dead last night?
I did.
How would you grade it?
Walking Dead this year through four episodes is just one big...
It's a Z for zombie.
One big war, right?
Yeah, yeah. But what would
so
you grade
last night's
episode?
Extension of the war. I don't know. B.
All right, I'll take that. Is Negan in it?
Negan is not in it.
You're kidding me. I'm bitter.
He's in the next episode.
I want Negan.
I never
Scenes
thought you would be
week.
A Walking Dead mark, ever.
I know. I just,
it's kind of strange.
Kind of weird. You're
I mean,
right.
Do you want to know what happened in Walking Dead last week?
No.
A lot
no.
of gunshots and a lot of zombies.
All right.
I'm not going to give away any specific plot lines, but a lot.
I just like, want me some Negan. That's
they
all.
Got away from the zombies, I would say, for a couple of episodes where there weren't, I guess they're walkers, not zombies.
Right.
Where there weren't as many walkers. And it was more about the different camps. This one had a lot of walkers.
All right, so it's a lot of killing.
A lot of killing, yeah. A lot of gunshots.
Could the walkers have burned Josh Norman on a deep route like Stephon Diggs did yesterday? Might have been able to.
Man, that was surprising.
You know, I've been going through all the losses, and I'm trying to play the blame game here.
Five losses.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have a great memory.
Well, what okay. I'd say is two Eagles games, better team.
Well, I'd say
the
so let's go. The first game they lost was to the Eagles. blame game there. I'm just
Kirk.
They got
bad
Carson.
Game.
Kirk had a bad game. Was the first thing I put, but they got Carson Wentz. The defense couldn't solve Carson Wentz.
Yep.
So if you want to blame Kirk, how about Kirk slash defense?
That's his worst game of the year.
Yeah. Second loss was against the Chiefs. Chiefs at that time had one of the best records in football. I think that was defense.
Defense let them down.
Yeah.
They actually shut them down for the first 25 minutes, and the game just completely
turned. They fell apart, and they gave up 29
couldn't
points.
Couldn't contain Alex Smith.
Dotson dropped
an opportunity. But overall, the biggest pointer, you'd point to the defense.
Yeah.
Against the Eagles, again, they got Carson Wentz in the defense. Defense couldn't stop. You blame the defense. The Cowboys, the defense couldn't stop Zeke. The Vikings game yesterday. I'm telling you, it's the defense. The trend here, if you're going to have—
maybe it wasn't Joe Barry after all.
With the blame game— it's the defense, folks. That's what's letting this team down. So everyone can light Kirk on fire. Everyone can fire Jay Gruden. But I'm telling you, if you're playing a blame game week to week, it's the defense, folks, that's letting this team down.
If it wasn't for the Seattle game, where they really played well, they'd probably get about an F for
but
the year.
Ultimately, Jay's responsible for the defense, too. He's responsible for the offense.
And the defensive rankings would be really putrid if you took out the Raiders game. Because the Raiders game, the defense completely shut them
down.
They
were unbelievable there.
I'm telling you, I look at those rankings before every week before I prep for the pregame show at Tyson's Beer Garden. I go through the team rankings. And every week I edit my file. I have it like opponent versus Redskins defense, Redskins offense versus opponent. And I just kind of fill in the blanks. And every week I just delete and it goes from like 12th to 13th to 15th, 18th. It's just trending down.
Well, now they're 26th in points.
But my
allowed.
Point is, it's not like they're losing games 26. Like 14, 13.
They're
or...
giving up 26 a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're giving up a ton of points, and they can't overcome it week after week after week.
Bring back Joe Burrow. And I'm going to guess they're going to give up more than 26 against the Saints. If I had to guess
right now.
Well,
the Saints are averaging 30 a game.
Yeah, so I'd guess they'd score about 30 to 35 against the Skins.
And that's including the first few weeks where they struggled.
Right. Here's the
question. They put up 52 and 40. What did they put up yesterday? 49?
A bet book question.
47
though.
Or 49?
Yeah, they put up 52 against the Lions and 47.
Where is the Redskins offense ranked? Because that is a Cakes versus EB bet. EB's got them as top 10 offense. $5 bet. That's high value.
Where are they ranked?
Where's the
presently?
Redskins offense right now? I'm going to say it's right around 10.
Might be.
Their offense?
Yes.
Probably a little bit lower.
In terms of what?
I think lower, actually.
Are we talking like yardage 12. Or scoring?
Yardage.
14th.
Ooh, they got some work to do.
In points per game, they're 12.
It's considering not they don't specified. Have a number one receiver, they don't have a number one running back.
It's pretty
horrible.
Remarkable they're doing
all the
what they're doing.
You guys want to solidify that? Line, pretty
I think yardage is usually what you go with, right? You guys didn't. It's not specified in the bet book.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know
you
what
got,
to tell
you. Have to figure
it's
that
always
out.
Yardage.
Yardage is
yeah,
always the
should be yardage.
All right. Well,
the measuring stick.
All right. Remember, Kirk Cousins jumps on with Grant and Danny today at 11 o'clock. You can always listen to the starting quarterback of the Redskins after each and every game on Grant and Danny at 11 o'clock. We got to get out of here for Bish.
Cakes, he's back.
Cakes.
I'm back.
EB,
Cakes,
I'm JP.
I like you wearing caps.
We will see you tomorrow.
Like
check
that.
Out Channel
Big
4 News,
yesterday.
650
like
for more Junks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.